It's not a midlife crisis, it's a midlife career pivot experiment called Fork in the Road. And I'm the human guinea pig, Andy Marshall, who's got the gall to attempt to have a successful career doing work I love, creative work, and throw that notion of a starving artist out the window. Then take the elevator down to the ground floor and jump on it some more. And I'm going to keep doing this every day on the podcast. So let's go.
I guess I hold a grudge dating back to my early years in school. It's not really with anyone or about anything. Well, it is about anything. It's not about anyone. It's about a thing, really. It's more of an opinion widely held by the community I grew up in. And, you know, it might be the same for you. I might be in a weird part of the world where this is the only place where people think this, but people used to think that being an artist was something that's only considered as being a hobby. It certainly wasn't considered to be something you could do for a living, unless you wanted to be a designer or an architect or something like that. So, despite having a keen interest in art, I decided to forget about doing what I loved and what I was about the only thing at school I was kind of good at, to follow a more conventional career path, which led me down many roads that in the end weren't satisfying and weren't very profitable anyway. I basically could have been doing something I loved while making no money instead of doing something I hated while making no money. So, however, I do believe the truth is that if you're doing something you're passionate about, spending time on something you enjoy, you'll eventually profit from that. Even if it's not making a fortune, I believe that happiness is more important than wealth. And for me, creating art does create happiness within myself as well. So, sure, way back when I was at school was before the internet, which has since opened up and continues to open up many possibilities for obsessed artists to reach their audiences. But if at least I stuck at art for those few years in between leaving school and the internet, I would have had such a larger body of work to draw on, and skills and training behind me. So at 44, which is not what I am now, but at 44, I decided it was time to give art another chance. And since then, I've illustrated two published kids' books for Elijah and Crumpet, which is something, like, let alone did I ever think I'd illustrate some kids' books or create some kids' books, but be doing it for someone else as well, which is kind of incredible. And I've almost, I'm getting close to doing my third kids' book, which is at the letter Z for the uncommon animals of the alphabet, so I'm getting pretty close. I created around 150 NFTs, which I didn't even know existed back then. And, you know, made quite a reasonable chunk of money from that, even though I've completely lost it, but that's another story. People appreciated me for my artwork, my NFTs. So I suppose the moral of the story is, never let people or society dictate what you can and can't be. Follow your heart and skills and grow along with your potential to earn income doing it. Because when I started, I didn't think there was any way I could get my art into the world. And now there's about a million ways I can get my art out into the world, thanks to the internet and social media and things like that. Now the issue is different. It's a matter of breaking through and getting noticed. That's the next big thing, is getting noticed as an artist in this new digital world. So, yeah, never let anyone tell you what you can or can't do.
And that just about wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to start talking, I'd love you to leave me a voice message. All you have to do is tap the link at the bottom of the podcast description and you'll be able to leave me a 1 minute message there. It could be a question, your thoughts, praise, outrage. I don't care. I just want the attention. And I'll play the message back on the show and I'll catch you tomorrow at the fork in the road.